Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix, and happy Sunday to everybody. Just before I start doing readings, there's room on the switchboard, so if you're listening, go ahead and call in. Thanks to the first person who called in the 562 area code. You've been waiting for quite some time. Just have a couple things to talk about. Just take about a minute, and then I can get into readings. I just want to remind everybody that the show checking. Okay, I think I might need to start over. The show is about improving your energy and raising your vibration so that you can pull yourself out of the matrix. It's not about predicting the future. And I don't like to talk about other relationships, like what is he thinking, what is she thinking, because this is about you. And Spirit has guided me to do this show at this time because people really need it. And I am serious. There has been a big shift, and the matrix is very chaotic, and it is wise to get out of that. So the show is for people that are ready and willing to get out of the matrix and get into why they're really here. And it can be kind of tricky right now because we seem to be straddling two different worlds while we're trying to create a new life for ourselves. But we are pioneers. And Christ Jesus did lay down the energy for us about, if history is correct, about 2,000 years ago. And he came here to be embodied as a human, connected fully to God awareness and pure Christ consciousness. And in doing so, he left that frequency here just like a radio station. So of all the millions and millions and millions of frequencies you could pick up on, if you tune into Christ Jesus, to me, in my opinion, that is the best way. I know a lot of people get very dogmatic about it, and they say, well, that's the only way. I think it's the best way, at least right now. And I think people are misinterpreting the message that he had at the time, and it was that I am the way, the truth, and the light. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Because people were worshiping idols and false gods and things, and there quite likely were aliens coming here. And so he was just trying to direct people to the right consciousness. And this universe was created from love. Love is the only thing that's real. Love is God. God is love. And that's where you need to get yourself in order to ascend. And any degree of ascension makes you feel better. So you should rise a little bit every day, and I help you with what's your next best thing. That's the only thing we can do. We can't tackle everything at once. So I'm going to the 562 area code. Thanks for waiting so long. What can we work on today?
Hi, this is Yvonne. I just want to see, do I have to have a question or just whatever comes up?
Because of the length of the show, where I'm kind of limited on readings, it's best for you to have a question. You know,
okay,
I mean, I can do things like, where does Spirit have a message for me? But it's probably best for you to come up with some kind of a question. No question is a dumb question. I can help you.
I'll just ask about financial. Is it going to get better for me financially?
So, you know, that's more like predicting the future. And right now, and there's a, can you, am I on speaker with you? I got an echo on the line.
Okay, I think you are.
As I can hear myself. Okay, thanks. Let me see if we can reword that. See, what we're doing right now is a lot of us are kind of like in a void where it's not about the physical things that we're reaching for. What we're doing is we are improving our energy so that we align with the physical things that we seek. So what we need to look at is why you might not be attracting as much money as you feel like you should be attracting. Do you agree with that? Can I reword it that way? Let's take it from that angle.
Okay.
So have you been on like what you consider a spiritual journey at all, or have you just been kind of bumping around in the matrix?
I would say a spiritual journey. I've been learning a lot about myself spiritually lately.
Yeah, learning about yourself. So what is it that you really want to do at your core? I have a feeling you know what it is. You don't have to tell us. Unless you want to. This is where we go when we're talking about what's going to yield money for us in the future, and we need to do the work to get to mastering the things that are coming from our soul.
I don't know. I mean, there's different things. You can pray. You can meditate. I mean, there's different ways you can probably try to, gain money. But I would say prayer works best for me, I think. Is there other ways that you can put out there for me?
Yeah.
Or anybody else that's listening?
Let me see if I can. Yeah, and this will help other people that are listening. What ends up happening is what worked in the past, and a lot of people have shared this with me, and the same thing happened to me. What worked in the past isn't going to work now, because in the higher energy, we have to use law of attraction. We have to, what happens is when you align with your higher self, the things automatically come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. That's the thing people really need to understand at this time. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'm gonna, send you is that I'm definitely getting from spirit that what you need to do is do more connecting with your higher self and learning like why you're really here. What did you think back to before you were born, or just ask your soul to reveal it to you? Because a lot of times when we pray, we pull in outer energies, and this is all about ascension. Is all about going inward. And that's the only thing that gives us an anchor in the current energy, because it's so chaotic. So I'm gonna leave you with that, is that you need to go more within and determine what it is you're really here for, and how you really want your life to be at the core of your being, and that will lead you to the money, eventually.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be a little more precise with you on that. Okay, thanks for calling in. Sometimes it really depends. Oh, don't give me grief. Okay, my switchboard. It kind of depends. People are coming from different perspectives, and I'm not always catching the perspective. I try to tune into spirit, and spirit can help me understand where the person is at. So right now I have a Skype call. It says 111-111-1111. What can we work on today?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. Sure.
Casey in New York, and I've been on a spiritual journey, I think, forever. And anyway, my life and not a great place. It's a long story right now, and it's a big time. Before the virus, because of my, I'm still grief and adjusting to life. And anyway, I would like to know, where do you see I'm at? What are my next steps? I don't know what my gifts are either, or what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life.
Okay, that's good.
And bring in money, but I know that would come later.
Yeah, right. Thank you for saying that. It took me, with having to relinquish a business that I had this last time. I've had to restart my life a few times. This last time, because of a shift, because of the current, where the world is going. First, I'm getting, let me get to that, but Spirit wants me to tell you that you're a very old soul. And part of what's weighing you down is that the world is not advancing. People are not advancing as predicted or as spirit would have thought. People are hanging on to denser energies a lot longer. So it's been very challenging for the people who came here to seed the consciousness on. You're one of them. It's been very challenging. So I want you to let yourself off the hook on that, and then I'm going to help you. But Spirit wanted you to know that, to try to refresh yourself, because there's finally movement happening in humanity. I'm glad you said that, because you do have to be patient. And I've had to remind myself a few times to be patient with the money, because we have to work constantly on aligning with our highest and best energy, and that's where the money is going to come from. Because if we want to align with the matrix and follow the rules of the matrix, and we all pretty much know what they are, the way the matrix operates, it's very punitive, it's confused, it's in a hurry, it's rushed, it's aggressive, it's competitive, it's punitive, it's a lot of things. And a lot of us can't be there anymore. And we need to go our own way and be following our spirit, be following God. And so you really need to hear that, but everybody needs to hear that too. And to tune into you specifically, I am seeing in your energy that you are an intuitive. You intuit a lot of things consciously and subconsciously. You pretty much know that you're accurate. You trust what you see, like when you look at people and situations. Do you feel, I'm getting that you trust yourself. Do you trust yourself in what you see?
It varies.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it told, oh, no, you're super sensitive and you overanalyze.
Oh,
and
okay, perfect. Behind
especially
that statement is that part of your problem is the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you know, but you usually ignore it, or you don't acknowledge it, or you don't stay with it. I see you like seeing things. You see something and pull back, see something, pull back, see something, pull back. And then I also saw that people around you don't validate. They're constantly throwing you off of doubting yourself. Okay, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Had a lot from my sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at this point in time, and this is kind of like a subject that I forgot I was going to mention this one too. It seems that what's going around is one of the human traits we need to flush out, and it's part of the matrix, is the criticism. And what happens is people are really quick to judge other people. We criticize ourselves, judgment and criticism of ourselves and others. And it's rampant throughout humanity. It's part of the matrix. It's not like some people, they have a problem. Not everybody admits it. So because people have so much self-doubt, it's really important to work from the inside and coaching yourself from the inside to know you have this gift of discernment. That's what I'm here to tell you. You have the gift of discernment, so you need to work on so that you feel better and you feel stronger energetically and emotionally in every way possible. You need to believe in that despite what other people say.
Right.
Or think, and don't back down off of it, because especially now you need to have. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, I don't want to belabor about my sister, but I pick up emotion in the undertones or whatever in her voice, and I'll say, and she's always no, that's not true. I wasn't annoyed, or I wasn't this, or I wasn't that.
I know what you're saying.
Or it wasn't there. I didn't mean anything by any of that. Mm-mm. It's always, it's never there. It's never there, and I'm crazy, and I'm, looking for
something. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. right? Yeah, I know, I get
but
it.
She's
so
repressed,
so in
deep denial and repression, right?
Pardon me?
I think she's in deep denial and repression somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
and
bothering.
A lot of people are. Right. And you know it's not your job to draw it out of her. The value of you seeing it is that you know how to manage the energy that you're encountering and dealing with when you're dealing with her. It just gives us our ability to step back and see these things, gives us the ability to have the wisdom. One thing I talked about, I don't know if you've heard my earlier shows, but I try to bring up different aspects of this whole process we're going through as a group. I'm talking about humanity. One of the things I talk about a lot is staying in your own lane. So if you're more honest and connected to your soul in any given moment, it's best to only lightly touch down on the people. If we have to keep them in our life for whatever reason, whether we're working with them or it's family or whatever, just be really careful not to enmesh your energy with these people. Because it's important for us all to be rising. And if somebody's doing what you're describing your sister to be doing, she's not rising.
Yeah.
So you need to get at all of that stuff. You probably know, just as I've done throughout my life, I allowed my sensitivity, my heart, gives me my intuition. It gives me my creativity. I play music. I sing. I'm an artist. That's where it comes from, but I had to honestly deal with all my emotions all my life and not judge them and block them. So that's how you develop, and that's part of rising. Rising is going within and expanding your connection to your soul. So when people are doing what your sister, and I'm sure other people know people like that, if they are insistent, if people are insistent on not rising, we can't... it's almost like letting somebody sink with the ship or whatever. It's like you can't let yourself drown with them. So, we have to find ways of not enmeshing our energy. And part of it is giving them to God. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I have empathy or compassion or I care. And, boy, I've had to really deal with that this year because I care about all of humanity. And in a sense, I still do, but I couldn't do it in a visceral sense anymore. And Spirit spoke to me loud and clear earlier this year. You cannot be concerned about everybody's happiness because right, choose that for the self. And so somebody like her, she has to choose for herself to deal. She has to get tired of feeling like that. And, we have to leave them. Is there anything that you feel like you picked up the energy? I think the way it's affecting you mainly is that you doubt yourself when you're constantly getting feedback from people. They're saying, you know, I see this, and then then you doubt yourself. So I guess what I want to just leave you with is to know that you do have a very good gift of discernment, and humanity is ready to wake up. I'm getting to spend some time just listening to your inner guidance and see what it is, where you'd like to go with life now. And what I'm also being asked to tell you is to not judge what you feel like you should do now with your life from this day forward based on any experience from the past. Because the energy right now is so different. And it's so supportive. We've broken through so many planetary alignments and life lessons and all these things, and it's time to just get that all cleaned up and put behind us and then really trust your inner guidance.
Do you see any gifts that will be coming to fore that I will be able to use?
Well, that is, you start with being sure of yourself. That's really important. Mm-hmm. Because when you start to feel sure of yourself, it's like you create this really strong signal to your higher self. And this is a message I want everybody to have, is work on that, the self-esteem about the things that are right and good about you. Really build your self-esteem around those things, because those are your anchors, and then you build from there. And so usually what Spirit gives to me when I talk to somebody like this just briefly is it gives you the first thing you need to build on. So that's what you do, is you get really sure of yourself. I'm here to tell you that. And then what you do is, when you're sure about your discernment, that's also the same place inside of you where creativity and inner guidance comes from. Same thing. So you don't have to deal with that anymore. Then you just trust your inner guidance. Like if it says, well, let's go here today. Let's do this today. You know, check in with your higher self in the morning to guide you as to what you're doing with this day. What kind of a day is it? Are we just going to hang around the house? Are we going to go running around town? Are we going to go out and be friendly? And start to trust that same space that gives you that discernment that you have to guide you through your days. And that's your next step.
Oh,
and
great.
You're going to start seeing the things, and then you're going to start seeing the things come in. Okay? And then things
yes.
are going to start coming to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a different perspective. Thank you very much. I like that.
Yeah, that's
appreciate
usually what I do. I have a very different perspective. I've had to learn to trust it. Okay, well, thanks for calling. That was
Thank
very
you.
Helpful for other people, too. You're welcome. Aloha. Yeah, the thing is, when all of these questions people have, these are all, they really help other people. Oops, I'm losing my switchboard. My internet sometimes comes and goes. Let me see if I can get this fixed here. Where are we? Okay. Trying to hang that one up. Okay. All right. 917, I talked to you already, right? Hello? Oh, okay. All right, now I'm going to 510 area code. Did I?
Hello.
Hi. Have I talked yet? Am I switchboard mixed up?
No.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, hi. What can we work on today?
What you could pick up from me, what my higher self wants me to know, and as far as career, or what I'm supposed to be doing job-wise.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. I always like to switch it to livelihood.
Okay,
let
livelihood.
Let me see what... Yeah, have you been out of work? Or you don't like what you're
yeah.
doing?
Yep. I have been out of work.
You've been out of work?
I look for work. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's better. When people are stuck in a job that they think they're stuck with, it's a lot harder to get somebody moving. So you've been out of work and you're trying to figure out what kind of where you should kind of be looking. Let me just check
mm-hmm.
into your. Let me ask you a few questions so I can hear your voice, because I pick stuff up from your voice too.
Okay.
I'm getting that you should know by now what a lot of your strengths are. Do you know what your strengths are that you bring to a group or to a workplace?
No.
You don't know what they are? Okay, so maybe that's why
the last job I had, I was mainly to myself. I wasn't really socialized when anybody. I was just there to do my work.
Mm-hmm. But do you know what you bring to the table? What Spirit's asking me to tune into, which is, I guess, kind of like what you were talking about when I first picked up the call, is I am picking up that you have a great attention for detail, that you're like, are you an organizer? Like, you see stuff kind of messed up and you say, well, it needs to be put in this place and that place and...
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, I am an organizer. Yeah, because I've been like that since I was little. I just always clean up all the time.
Yeah.
And other people's houses.
Right. So what happened?
I didn't like that, though. It was like, why am I over here then? Not the maid.
But,
I'm not the maid.
So it's a compulsion because it is your gift. So it starts to be compulsion. It's like, that's like why I do this show. I just have to do it, you know. It's like what you do, you got to do. I got to do what I do. So
yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, that's one of your gifts, you know. That's something that you bring to the table. So what you need to do is when you're looking for, and I'm getting, can you work or do you believe that you can work part-time?
Yeah, I can.
Because I'm getting don't work full-time. That's not good for you. It's not good for your soul. It's not good for your mind and body. And especially so that you can bring your strengths out. I'm also getting that you have an eye for, like, design. Like,
I'm into fashion.
Yeah.
I'm into fashion.
Yeah.
I like fashion.
Okay, fashion, but I'm getting that. Okay, well, there you go. You combine organization with fashion, and I bet you when you walk into a place, you go, those pictures are spaced too far apart, or they should bring that down lower from the ceiling. So I think what you'd want to do is you want to think about a quote-unquote job or a livelihood where you can use your inborn skills. And that's what you should do now. So Spirit was directing me to help
what about,
you see what they are.
Interior design.
Yes.
No, huh?
What? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If you could, I mean, I'm getting that you quite possibly, you know, don't fall for, you know, when I talk about the matrix being punitive, judgmental, and all this kind of thing, when you're creative and you're using your gifts, you don't need all the certifications and you don't need all that stuff.
Okay.
You just have to be it and it'll start happening. And I can't tell you how many times that just happened in my life where I just know what my passion is and I put it out there and it just starts happening. And I see that it's quite possible that if you, you may as well. I mean, people need organizers or they need help with their, you may think, well, you know, to me, I always think things that I do well, anybody can do that. So you just have to realize that you think that just because it comes so natural to you. And getting out of the matrix and getting into the new energy is all about getting into using our gifts and doing what comes natural and doing what's as easy as breathing to us. So, yeah, I would definitely go into organizing and decorating. Maybe start out with organizing. And then when you're there, say, you know, this would be really nice if you recovered these chairs in red and because that would go with this. And, you know, and then you gradually move into that.
Okay.
See what you can do. Let us know how it goes. I've led a lot of people to some very good self-employment. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Aloha. Yeah. I love it. I love it when people wake up to their gifts. A lot of times we don't know what our gifts are. I got just a little minute. I can talk to you here, 760 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, thanks, Kay. I was calling in to get some, spirit message about guidance about my purpose as well.
Yeah.
You don't have a purpose. Yes.
Let me see. Okay. Let me see. Can you talk a little bit more? Can you give me a little bit more information so I can tune into your soul?
So I've done a lot of things throughout my life, and I've enjoyed some of them, and so I know what doesn't work for me any longer. And, so I have a few things in mind.
You have a few things in mind. You want to tell me what a couple of them are?
Well, one is coaching. But I do need to, you know, if I were to go in that direction, I feel as if I need some more clarity as to what I want to hone in on.
Okay.
And I've studied astrology, so I do, you know, astrology as well and numerology. Mm-hmm. And then also I'm in the midst of just beginning to work on a creative project from a download that I received to make a film.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay, so I definitely saw the coaching in you. I saw that. And then you're talking about maybe making a, let me just, I don't know, something's throwing me off all of a sudden. I don't know what it is. Something's like interfering. But it's probably because they give me the end of the show warnings and they kept interrupting when you were talking. So let me get back tuned in. Yeah, they have like a voice. You guys can't hear it, but it's so loud. It's saying 60 seconds, you know. But the thing is, when my show is supposedly over, I still have a few minutes. I don't know exactly how long.
I mean, I have heard that before. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I forgot about it.
All right. Yeah, so definitely expression. What I see is that I feel like you've been working on tapping into that wellspring. Like you said, you got to download. That's what starts happening when we get really strong and following our inner guidance. Then we start getting downloads. I noticed that a lot of people have been saying that lately, using that term. And that's very good, but I'm getting that it's a very, very deep, powerful well. And I'm getting that the main thing for you right now is going to be tuning into who you should work with and where you should dispense things. Like, I don't know if this format for me is my ultimate format, but I'm doing it for now. Just for law of attraction.
Right.
I feel like I'd rather be more independent of a really big internet platform, being a smaller server with my thing and a little more in control of what's going on. So that's what I'm saying too, is that's the process you're in, is the refinement of that. And do you have some kind of energy interference in your life, do you think? Is there something that gets in the way? It's like you're in touch with it and I can see it. Maybe that's where it's coming from.
You're in touch with what? I'm sorry.
Your purpose and your wellspring of energy. I can see it, feel it, you know, it's there. But it's like, does something come in to doubt you, or does something weigh on you, or somebody get in the way?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay, so I have an idea now what you're talking about. So for me, it is a little bit of financial. It's a little bit of the actual contents for the script. In other words, feeling as if, oh, gosh, do I have enough for a script? I don't feel that it would be in my best interest for me to write the script. I feel I need to have a professional do it. I've spoken to a few people.
So it's your mental jumping in. Your mental is jumping in and getting in the way. So I'm seeing this. Wow. This is, there's a lot of information around your question, to be honest with you. But what I'm going to say is your mental is jumping in. So what I would do if I were you, you could get a reading from me. I don't do this to fish for readings, but every once in a while, you know, I do private readings too, and we could really go into it. But I'm going to leave you with this task. Go slow with your situation. When you get a download, then what you want to do, and I use this all the time, is give an aspect of it, whatever seems to be giving you the most mental, you know, where your mind is going in circles. Well, should I do it myself or should I hire somebody? But then I don't have the money. And then when so pick one thing and then stick with it and ask your higher self, say higher self, because your higher self knows and it's connected to everything that knows. Ask for the answer for just one part of it. And then let the answer show up, whether you wake up and you have the answer or whether it just comes to you or whether you just start to sense it in a subsequent download to yourself. Yeah, that's what you should do with your situation.
Now, if I had a reading with you, what kind of clarity can you shed, light can you shed on, I mean,
like all
let's
of those questions you have?
Say yes.
Yeah, what I do is I look at all the energy in your situation, and then I answer your question based on the energy that I'm being shown. I get like a picture of the energy, And sometimes I'll feel it a little. I get like a flash of how it feels, and I go, okay, what is that? That's where I got that there's mental interference with your situation.
So,
I was feeling that.
Would you be able to kind of like shortcut or accelerate some of those answers to me so that I can
right.
like feel
I hope you get clarity
I'm
on
moving.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In a direction of where you feel you should be going. But I think you should probably try yourself. You might be surprised. And that's the one that I feel you should start with, is how many players are there in this situation? Because like I said, because I originally said you're about to start discerning who are the right people to be working with and all of that. But you want to stick to just one subject at a time and watch how spirit takes care of it for you. Jumps in
okay.
and helps you with
so
it.
So
you don't have to.
Before I go to bed?
Ask your higher self and say, am I writing this? Ask your higher self. Go to your heart center. Be still within your heart. That's where your higher self is, and that's where you connect. And say to your heart, please reveal to me, am I writing this, or am I hiring somebody to write this? And you'd be surprised what you can do, because I've started to do all my own graphics and marketing the last few years, and I never thought I would do that, and I love it. I'm getting a bachelor's in this design stuff, so you never know. Sometimes you think you can't do something, you think you aren't doing something. So ask your higher self on that. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email when you find out who's writing this for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to know.
Yeah. You know,
and then so
Hollywood is a tricky thing. Hollywood is tricky business, meaning, you know, it's one thing to say, sure, I can take this challenge on. And it's another thing to actually have the script read and be in the right vernacular, so to speak.
And like I said, And how to get it out there. Spirit, if you got it from Spirit, Spirit will take care of all of the details. I guess that's what I'm trying
it's
to
so
say.
It's so funny. I did.
If you're given something
spirit,
by
definitely.
Spirit, then Spirit will take care of the details. But you have to do it one thing at a time. So if you know what I mean by one thing at a time,
well, I'm
one
trying.
Moment at a time,
yeah.
one day at a time. Okay. Although you can get Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. I had to reread it this year, and you can't do without it. If you're going to follow spirit, you can't do without digesting that book. So, yeah,
sometimes
try it, give
it a
shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the book. I have the CDs. I mean, you know, I know all this stuff, but it's been a while, I guess.
Yeah.
You're saying this
reminds
me I need to be in the now.
Right, yeah. And then let the universe help you with it. If the universe gave it to you, it's going to help you. And it's a sure thing, you know, where it gets through, you know. And as soon as we jump in with our mental, but Hollywood is difficult. But I don't know. But as soon as you do that, you're sabotaging it. And that's that self-doubt that I was talking about, too, where we tend to just, that's just a human thing. We jump in, we criticize, we question. It's just a human thing. It's just the animal part of us. Okay, well, I better scooch because it will cut us off. And let me know how that goes.
Okay.
And tune in and let us know how everything's going. Okay, mahalo.
Thanks,
aloha.
Kay.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye. It's Alana. Thanks.
Bye-bye.